Hey everybody, Zach Taylor, and I'm visiting with A&M Consolidated head boys basketball coach Rick German. Just announced he's retiring after 32 years of coaching. First off, coach, I guess congratulations. I know a lot of people are excited at this time in life and kind of opens up a lot of new doors for you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm retiring with mixed emotions.
Yeah, I imagine it's that way with everyone. Now, you, of course, coached 32 years, 22 as a head coach, and 6 at A&M Consolidated. I know it's kind of hard to wrap up into words, but just talk a little bit about your time at Consol.
Well, it's been very good for me. When I came in, the school was still just one school, and there were some talented young men, and we had a pretty good run there. And then the new school opened up, and basically what that did was kind of opened up the character of the program, and the kids that we still had at Consol stepped up and showed what they were made out of and did a real good job, and I was very proud of them. Played hard and worked real hard. And the young men who are seniors this year were part of that transformation to get us from the playoffs back to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't have asked for a better group of young men.
Yeah, you guys went 19-13 this season, made the bi-district round overall in 6 seasons. Had a 114 wins to 80 losses record there at Consol, so a great winning record. And you've also coached some really big names. I know Alex Caruso is the one that sticks in everybody's mind, of course, playing for Texas A&M, but you really got to coach a lot of talented young men there.
Yeah, Jimmy Gilbert was a very good basketball player. He was being recruited for basketball, but as you know, he's also a very good football player, and he decided to go to University of Colorado to play football. Had a couple of other guys. Quentin White was my starting point guard on the regional qualifier team, quarterfinal team. And he's played football for Texas Tech. And Kerry Thomas plays football for University of Texas San Antonio.
Okay.
As well as his brother, Josh Stewart, who was also part of that crew. And then Derek Dick, a year after those guys, playing football as well. So I had some real good football players
right. Playing
basketball.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand you've got some great athletes, and it doesn't always equate too well. If they're good at football, they'll be good at basketball. But I know you did have some pretty successful teams throughout your time there. Now, how did you kind of come upon this decision? Did you just feel it was kind of time to try something else?
Yeah, there's, like anything, there are things that are good, and then there are things that aren't that good. And I just had to weigh what I wanted to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And I still enjoy coaching basketball. I still enjoy teaching the kids how to play and getting them to come together as a unit. I don't know if that will ever get out of my blood, but I'm ready to pursue some other interests, of which I don't know what those are.
Okay.
But I want to go and do and be able to have some freedom to do some things, and if it turns out that I should have stayed where I was, well, then I'll get back in at a later time. But right now I'm real happy about my retirement, and my wife is very happy with it as well, and we're looking forward to being able to do some things now that we haven't been able to do. And see where we go from here.
Now, I mentioned 32 years in coaching, a lot of different stops for you, but what about A&M Consolidated is always going to stick with you?
Well, the kids up and down. I've got players that I still stay in contact with from my first stop, And so it's always the relationships with the kids, and the enjoyment of watching them go from a ninth grader to coming back to the school with their own children, and hey, coach, you know this. I want you to meet my wife, or I want you to meet my kids, and then that's always special for me. At Consol, I had the opportunity to have a complete staff of some very, very talented coaches to work with. Basketball, like any sport or anything you do, it's a learning process. You never stop learning, and I learned a tremendous amount from my assistant coaches and enjoyed working with them at Consol. Consol has a very good reputation as a winner in basketball, and I did my best to keep that going. Also, the facilities are very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best facilities I've ever worked in, and so I was able to do some things in basketball, like shootouts and things like that, that really helped the program, I think.
You talked about everything that you've learned from your assistants. How happy would you be to see one of them being promoted and kind of taking the reins that you're leaving?
I think it would be extremely good. I've been blessed to have guys who have been head coaches before on my staff, and for one of those guys to get the position, I think it would be great. The kids know them, they respect them. I think they'd play very hard for them. The transition would be very smooth. You know, not that they're going to do everything I did, mm-hmm. but I think the transformation from, you know, one head coach to the next would be very smooth and very positive, and I think the kids would appreciate that very much.
A&M Consolidated head boys basketball coach Rick German retiring after 32 years of coaching and 6 as the head coach there at Consol. Well, Coach, we really appreciate just me getting to know you over the past few years. It's been really fun just watching you guys play, and we wish you all the luck in the future.
Thank you very much.